Right now, it is time for us to take a look at sports. And we do have sports to talk about. And yes, we will start off talking about, guess what? Baseball. Yeah, baseball, why not? There was a great deal that happened in baseball over the weekend. But first of all, we'll start off with the Yankees. And Matt Carpenter had a 2-home-run, 7-RBI game for the Yankees in their rout of Chicago yesterday.
Ball four, that's going to force in a run. Judge will score, and the Yankees have tied the Cubs at one.
Well, here is Matt Carpenter with two on and one out. And the pitch swung on, there it goes. Deep left field, right field, it is high. It is far, it is gone. It's a 3-run home run, away back over the grandstand into the bleachers. Carpenter nailed that one.
Well, Michael, the mustache have done it again. Going around the bases with a 3-home homer, Mark Carpenter.
Driven deep to right field. There it goes. He's done it again. The amazing Matt Carpenter. A 2-run shot. It's 12-3 Yankees.
Oh, Carpenter nailed that. Carpenter drilled it into the deep right field seats. It's a 2-run home run, and the Yankees tweaked a 12-3 lead.
7 hits, 6 of them home runs. Second player in the major league since 1900. To do that, Trevor Story the other. There's a base hit. Pass to diving Swindell. One run scores. Stanton will stop at third. It's an RBI double for Carpenter. What a Sunday for Matt Carpenter. It's 16-4 Yankees. 7 RBIs.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. When any player has a game like that, well, congratulations. Well, as we know, the Yankees went on to win that game 18-4. Not a bad day for the New York Yankees. Taking a look at other local clubs that played yesterday. Well, in the Yankees division, the Blue Jays over the Tigers 6-0. We have the Rays over the Twins 6-0. I'll tell you, the American League East is pretty amazing. The Red Sox defeated the Mariners 2-0. Every team except for Baltimore is over 500 in the American League East. By the way, the Mets downed the Angels 4-1 yesterday. Taking a look at USFL action from the weekend on Saturday, the Generals keep winning. They're 8-1. They downed the Panthers 25-23. The Gamblers over the Stallions 17-15. Yesterday, the Breakers over the Bandits 17-6, and the Stars over the Maulers 17-16. All right. Today in the NBA, the Celtics in the finals take on the Golden State Warriors. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. And in the National Hockey League, the Rangers are out. Tampa Bay, masterful series against the Rangers after falling down 2-0. Tampa Bay will take on the Colorado Avalanche. And the finals, now the finals will begin on Wednesday is when those finals will begin. You know, you look at the standings in Major League Baseball, and we are now fully one-third the way through the season. And the American League East is just wild. The Yankees in first place, 44-16, 8.5 ahead of Toronto, and 9 ahead of Tampa Bay, and 12.5 ahead of Boston. Now, the two wild card positions belong to Toronto and Tampa Bay right now. And like I said, Boston has been coming on strong. Every team in that division is above 500 except for one. As you go over to the National League, the Mets still have a 5.5-game lead over Atlanta, but Atlanta has won 10 games in a row. The Mets are 40-22. So the Mets still playing good. Atlanta is playing out of their socks. Out of their socks. That's all you can say. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Amazing. What else do we have in sports? Let me take a look here. Yesterday, the NASCAR Cup Series, the Toyota Save Mart 350. Daniel Suarez won that. Chris Buescher was second, and Michael McDowell was third. All right. That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.